TaxAct can think of a million things more fun than filing taxes. TaxAct is going to name some now. Sitting in traffic. Folding a fitted bedsheet. Listening to your coworker talk about his fantasy team. Digging a hole. Digging an even larger hole next to that original hole. Unfortunately, TaxAct's filing software can't make taxes fun. But TaxAct can help you get them done. TaxAct. Let's get them over with.
Save big money on everything for your painting and staining projects now at Menards. Add beautiful color to your projects with Minwax water-based wood stain. This penetrating stain delivers color that showcases wood grain in one single coat and dries in 1 hour. Get a quart for $15.49 at Menards. Plus, check out Minwax's 2025 Color of the Year, Violet, in-store and on Menards.com. View the weekly flyer for more great deals going on now through February 2nd.
Save big money at Menards.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Every winter, cases of flu increase exponentially, particularly affecting children and vulnerable adults. But this year, hospitals are seeing an increase in previously healthy people admitted who are staying in hospital for 2 to 3 weeks. What is going on? Well, I'm joined by Dr. Patrick Mitchell, specialist in respiratory and internal medicine at Tala University Hospital. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Pat, and thank you for having me.
So what is going on?
So, Pat, what we think is going on is because of the general increasing numbers of circulating influenza virus, that previously healthy people, now we must say they do make up the significant minority of patients who are admitted, so one should not be sensationalist when talking about this, but nonetheless, we are seeing an increasing number of patients who would identify themselves as having no significant chronic underlying health concern being admitted to hospital. Now, we don't think that there's any particular major issue with the vaccine that's circulating, although the evidence for that is yet to be seen. And there are some thoughts that maybe it wasn't as effective as it has been in other years. But that nonetheless does not in any way refute that it is absolutely necessary for any at-risk population or group to get.
Now, is there any numerical data about the number of people who come in with serious flu symptoms, so much they're hospitalised, who actually have been vaccinated?
So we don't have that data yet, Pat. We will have that data down the road, but it really is essential data to get a picture on things. It's actually very hard to do that in the Irish healthcare system compared to other health jurisdictions because of a lack of a generalised electronic patient healthcare record, where we can identify these patients and correlate them with the pharmacist where they got their vaccine, the primary healthcare centre that they got their vaccine, or the other institutions got their vaccine, and map that back to any acute admissions, etc.
Now, we are looking at, patient identification, the electronic patient healthcare record. We're still a long way from that, are we not? And if we had it, how would it help us?
So there are a number of facets to that. The first is actually it gives us much more robust and reliable healthcare data to actually map what's going on within the population in terms of disease incidence, etc. I work in a severe asthma sphere. We still don't have any concrete numbers on the number of patients with severe asthma that we're dealing with in the country. And that reduces our ability to try and manage and to forecast and identify what patients are in need of what therapies, etc. The other issue, Pat, is that when these patients are admitted acutely into hospital, if they've been in an other institution, we're essentially flying blind in terms of what happened in those other institutions. I worked in Canada in two provinces for 7 years, where they both had provincial, which is the same as national here, electronic healthcare records. And it was, essentially like the calculator to the engineer in terms of improving your work productivity and patient safety and outcomes.
Are we modelling our proposed electronic patient record on any other jurisdiction? Because we sometimes in this country try to reinvent the wheel when there already are probably technologies out there that we could adapt readily to our situation.
I'm not in that inner circle who are looking at the electronic patient records, but I do know that there have been several meetings with other jurisdictions, including the Canadians, the Estonians and other healthcare regions to try and find the best system that suits the Irish population.
Now, you're involved in another electronic activity, and that is a trial for a wearable device for patients with severe asthma. What is that about and how does it work and what's it designed to do?
Essentially, Pat, we're trying to personalise patients' medical information, how we access the medical information and how we interpret that medical intervention. What we're doing is we're trying to actually empower patients to understand more about their chronic disease, in this case, severe asthma. We're putting a wearable device which will track patients' movement, sleep, heart rate. They fill out a series of questionnaires which are validated for severe asthma, and they will let us know if they're having a flare or an exacerbation. And we're going to be able to pull that data in and look at them longitudinally over a period of a year and look for spikes and identify areas where they were at risk or they did indeed suffer an exacerbation, their quality of life had been poor, and try and make an intervention on that basis. The other thing, Pat, is that our outpatient clinics at the moment are very reactive. You'll come back in 3 months or 6 months, 9 months, 12 months for review. What this is hoping to enable is that we will say, actually, we are able to identify patients at a much earlier juncture who are in need of a medical review over those who are very stable in the community. And this aims to be much more scalable, so we can scale this out to other chronic diseases and other hospitals.
Now, the old days, and it's still the case to some extent with things like blood pressure monitors, where you'd be wearing a 24-hour monitor and it would be in some sort of a halter and it'd be maybe quite a large intrusive box. For what you're doing, is it a tiny device? Is it something like an Apple Watch?
It's a Fitbit. Google Health have been instrumental in providing us with those. And it is a spirometer, which is about the size of half your fist, that is attached to a Bluetooth device, which inputs your lung function into this e-portal that we have. And that data is then sent through to us. The patients share that data with us. And then we have an ADAPT team, who are a team of experts at TCD in computer modelling and data interpretation, who are helping us in the interpretations and hopefully developing algorithms and making us smarter in how we deal with these patients and the patients themselves.
And would it raise an alert, for example, if data that was being transmitted by the Fitbit device was indicating a kind of a spirally downwards? Would it set up an alert and say, you've got to come in? And come in now.
So it's a really good question, Pat, and hopefully down the road we'll be able to do that. For our trial, we just simply didn't have the personnel. For example, if someone were to be rapidly deteriorating at 3 a.m, we've no way of actually mapping this. So for the time being, no is the answer to that question, but hopefully down the road that will change.
And in the meantime, going back to our earlier topic of primarily healthy people, a small cohort, admittedly, being admitted into hospital with flu symptoms. What can we do to avoid that besides vaccination? And it's not too late to vaccinate.
It's not too late to vaccinate. There are precautions that you can take if you feel unwell. I think this goes back to a social contract, Pat, that society needs to have with itself and the individual needs to have with its society, in terms of, if you feel unwell, stay away from people, especially people who are at an increased risk, your elderly parents, for example, the workplace, for example. I would advocate one other point, though, Pat, in vaccinations. Even if you do get the flu, if you are vaccinated, you are less likely to suffer a severe outcome by the mere fact you have the vaccine on board. So people need to recognise that. Some people say, well, I got the flu and I got vaccinated. It's highly likely that flu infection would have been significantly worse had you not had the vaccine on board.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Save big money on everything for your painting and staining projects now at Menards. Add beautiful color to your projects with Minwax water-based wood stain. This penetrating stain delivers color that showcases wood grain in one single coat and dries in 1 hour. Get a quart for $15.49 at Menards. Plus, check out Minwax's 2025 Color of the Year, Violet, in-store and on Menards.com. View the weekly flyer for more great deals going on now through February 2nd.
Save big.